the Q Morning Crew, and with us on the phone, Mr. Garth Brooks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all?
We are excellent. Thank you for joining us on the phone early this morning. Are you even, have you had a slurp of coffee?
Oh, no, not yet. We got through at the studio. We just finished the album last night, early this morning, about 3 this morning. So it's been a great night, and we kind of celebrated afterwards, too.
How does it feel to be back on tour?
Oh, dude, it's... You know, they say it's like riding a bike, or they say you remember. I don't ever remember it being like this. This is easier than breathing, man. It's like eating ice cream for a living. It's fantastic.
Well, Garth, I've already decided I'm going to call you G Money. Is that good?
Jeez.
No. It's what he does, it. Garth.
Yeah. Garth said it's all right. G Money. So, question is, you talking about celebrating last night? Beer man or liquor man? What do you drink?
What was the second one?
Liquor.
Is that a verb or
you a whiskey man, a beer man? What do you have if you're celebrating?
It's a beer.
Beer?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then
yeah,
a question.
You're talking Rumpelmanston.
No, son.
Yeah, I can't remember much on those sites.
Gotcha. And then another question. You got so many people, because especially with you stepping away, that they do, you know, your songs in their set. Would you cover somebody's song like you know, Al Dean? You've you know, given him props. Would you cover somebody's song like you know, on the radio today in your show?
Oh, sure, man. Sure. I mean, these guys got a lot of, like, Al Dean's got a lot of muscle in his stuff. Joe Nichols sounds like Haggard, you know, reinvented. So, shoot, yeah, that stuff's right down my alley.
Well, you know, you were pretty adamant from the get-go about you didn't want your music to be digital. You didn't want to do the iTunes thing. And the fans spoke. We said we need Garth digitally. What made you finally change your mind and go do the Ghost Tunes route? I mean, what made you sort of go, okay, I need to do this or I want to do this?
Oh, very sweet. First of all, I've always wanted to do digital because it's an easy way to go. It's just nobody's ever done it. The way where it works best for the songwriters and the music itself. So No offense to iTunes, they have their own plan, their own way, and they've come to me 100 times, I've come to them 100 times asking, please, you know, just there's just a couple things you need to do to fix the system, and they won't budge on their end. They don't have to, so that's cool. So I was very happy that Ghost Tunes appeared, and now I'm really happy that all our stuff's available digital and available in a place that really takes care of the music, and I feel lucky.
Me too. I got my locker. GhostTunes.com.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Did you get a bundle? Or
oh,
what did you do?
Yes, sir. I
got the
bundle.
Whole thing. We've
$29.99
over
is a
and
steal.
Over. That's great. Garth Brooks on the phone. Stay right there, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Back with Garth Brooks right now. Garth, I was in...
Excuse me, that's G-Money.
Yeah,
G-Money.
Back with G-Money, Garth Brooks. I was in Jacksonville for your show Sunday night, and I was in charge of the camera, and I had to tell my wife, I can't keep up with him.
Ah, did you guys show up on the Kiss Cam or anything?
What's it? No, I didn't get on the Kiss Cam.
Yeah, that's funny. That's a lot of fun to watch people.
You have not lost it. You are running all around. You definitely give everybody all around the stage the show.
Oh, thanks, man. It's so much fun. And just all I'm doing is shopping the whole time I'm up there. I'm just looking for people who are singing and people who are having a great time. And I can't tell you how cool it is to see people that you hoped you saw again because you haven't seen them in 100 years, and to see people that you know weren't born yet when you started touring, and they know every word, and that's the coolest thing on the planet.
I've been waiting at least 15, 16, 17 years for this, Garth. I am beyond excited for this Greensboro show. What?
G-Money.
G-Money.
Right.
Mr. G-Money. Excuse me.
Well, I will promise you, we will give you more than you want. If you want to come every night, sign
I
me
do
up.
Want to come every night.
She's about to
actually,
pee her pants.
Okay, so we got G-Money down. What I want to know, you had a pretty big life event in the last year. You're a grandpa now, and you're such a family man. I know you have to be eating that little grandbaby up. So what does she call you? Are you G-Paul? My kids call their grandpa Paw-Paw.
Yeah, we keep it really simple because, you know, today, you know, the kids all have the cool names that I can't pronounce. So her name is Carolyn, but it's one word, so I don't know if it's Carolyn. So I just call her Baby K. She calls me G. It's fantastic.
Aww,
she calls you G.
Yeah. That's
See?
Adorable.
Oh, she got to put she puts the money on there, and we're good to go.
Yeah, thank God she's not that age yet where she understands that. But once she does, G Money will be my name. Yes.
So you have 3 daughters. You have Miss Trisha, and now you have a granddaughter. You're destined to be outnumbered.
Yeah, and even the two dogs are girls. So it's, yeah, sometimes I just need guy time. I tell my wife, sometimes, just where are you going? I said, you know what? I got a couple of chainsaws in the back of the truck. I'm just going to disappear for the day. I'll be back, hopefully, and just go out on the farm and just do things.
Hang tight, Garth. We got to go to break. Be right back. 94.7 QDR with Garth Brooks. More next.
QDR.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I got to send my love down to Baton Rouge.
94.7 QDR, talking to Garth Brooks this morning, getting geared up for Greensboro shows next month, the on sale tomorrow. We were just talking about man time, because he doesn't have any with all the girls and Trisha in the house.
Speaking of Trisha, when's the last time that you just up and grabbed her and said, hey, let's go here, and just got up and left and went somewhere, a little date action?
Oh, man, we do that all the time. You got to remember, not only are we married to each other, but she's my best friend. So there's a lot of times when it's like, hey, man, I need somebody to talk to that'll just be honest with me, and so we just take walks and talks, or we'll go to a little restaurant, sit somewhere, or we'll go. She's a beach girl, loves the beach. She was raised up in Georgia, so their vacation every year was going down the beach. So she don't care what kind of beach it is, but she likes to be on.
When we saw you in Jacksonville Sunday, my wife swears at one point when you did in another's eyes that you said to her closely, "I've always loved you."
Oh man, I'll never be able to finish this conversation. Just every night when she comes out, I just look at her. And, I don't know if you believe in reincarnation, but if you do, I've found her in every past life, and I'll find her in the next.
Aww.
She's the bomb.
Miss Trisha sang happy birthday to me one time. I nearly died. I will never forget that. It was awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome, man. And the great thing with her, too, if you're just sitting in a room with nothing, just her, and she starts singing, they cry like a baby. I mean, she was meant to do this.
Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster for the November 21st and 22nd show at Greensboro Coliseum. We're on the phone with G-Money, Garth Brooks.
G.
I like that name.
Garth, thank you for the phone call. We certainly do appreciate your generosity to radio, and we look forward to seeing you in 1 month.
Guys, I cannot wait. And again, as many shows as you want to come to, you count me in. We'll have fun, okay?
Yes, we're there. Let's go. Let's have 15 shows. Let's set a record.
Garth Brooks, take care. Get some
rest. You guys, have a good day.
Hey, good morning. Waking you up. Come on. Get on up.
Start your day with the Q Morning Crew on 94.7 QDR.